Six Democrats join House GOP to block Biden from turning federal lands into migrant camps. By John Binder on December 1, 2023. Just six Democrats joined House Republicans this week to prevent President Joe Biden from turning federal lands into migrant camps for tens of thousands of illegal aliens who have been released into the United States interior. On Thursday, the House passed Representative Nicole Malliotakis's legislation known as the Protecting Our Communities from Failure to Secure the Border Act to block the federal government from using federal lands to house illegal aliens in a 224-203 vote. Joining House Republicans to pass the legislation were Reps. Henry Queller, DTX, Don Davis, DNC, Jared Golden, DME, Vicente Gonzalez Jr., DTX, Mary Peltola, DAK, and Representative Marie Glusenkamp Perez, DWE. Malliotakis had introduced the legislation just as New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D, got approval from the Biden administration to move hundreds and potentially thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens onto Floyd Bennett Field. Turning our federal parks into encampments for unvetted migrants from all over the world is unfair to surrounding communities and the taxpayers who are being forced to foot the bill while our mayor bankrupts our city and slashes services from our citizens, Malliotakis said in a statement. The historic, federally owned airfield was used by the U.S. Coast Guard and Navy during World War II. Before then, the airfield was also used as New York City's first municipal airport and has had famous guests visited in prior decades, including Howard Hughes and Howdy Doody. The Biden administration, as Breitbart News reported, had lobbied Democrats to oppose the legislation, claiming it would limit the powers of the Department of the Interior and the Department of Agriculture. Under Biden, an unprecedented number of illegal aliens are being released into American communities every day. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Inspector General, IG, estimates the agency is freeing more than 60,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. interior every month. Over a year, this amounts to Biden releasing more than 720,000 illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.